So this is an interesting question about foreign policy and about terrorism specifically. And it's about, you know, I always have argued since 9/11, have argued that the way to deal with terrorism is to crush those who financially sponsor and support and who spiritually sponsor and support the terrorists and who make the terrorists possible. So, and that's why I've always argued that if you wanted to deal with Islamic terrorism, you have to deal with Iran and Saudi Arabia, who spiritually, financially, and in every other sense are the backbone of Islamic terrorism. But what about the example of the IRA in Northern Ireland? Wasn't the IRA ultimately, wasn't terrorism there abated ultimately through negotiations and ultimately through, one could argue, compromise and appeasement? Now, I'm not an expert on that conflict, so some of what I say might be wrong. I haven't gone in and done the kind of research that I probably should before I answer this question. But there is a difference. I think the fundamental difference is that here was a people from the same culture who were attacking one another, the same place, that grew up together. And the differences between them was one is Protestant and one is Catholic. And at some point, sitting down and saying, this is stupid, guys. This is really dumb. Has the potential to work. And part of that would be compromise and negotiation. If, you know, and it's also not clear who started it and what exactly. I don't know exactly, right? I mean, clearly the Catholics were oppressed by the Protestant British, but then the Catholics did horrible things in retaliation and it spiraled out of control. And instead of getting it stopped right in the beginning. But these are literally people in the same culture, in the same place. And they had, there seems to be a situation where reason can work, where one can argue oneself to stop. Whereas when you're dealing with Islamic fanatics or other forms of fanaticism, there's no basis for conversation. There's no basis for it. Now, it's also true probably that if you look at the history of the IRA, the IRA would not have survived as long as it did and would not be successful as long as it did without support from terrorist groups from the Middle East, like the PLO, dictators like Gaddafi, who had IRA training grounds in Libya together with secular Arab terrorists, and probably wouldn't have survived without support from the Soviet Union. Who is doing anything to undercut any kind of Western thing. So I still think it's true that terrorism doesn't thrive unless it's supported by an external party. And of course, I think that addressing this in the appropriate way with entities in the Middle East and with the Soviet Union would have probably made the IRA significantly weaker and made them as a problem dissipate substantially if we'd recognize the influence of these other elements on them.